Good morning and welcome. Happy new month. It's the month of October and it's a new month where in the Daily Insights we start a new topic, and I will tell you what we will be talking about in a minute. I don't know whether sometimes you feel like in life you are dealing with one obstacle after another, and maybe you don't call them obstacle, you choose to call them goals. You say this is a short-term goal towards long-term goal, but in reality you feel like you have to really put effort and struggle and work so hard to attain those goals. And it's a struggle. I don't know whether you feel like that. Let me think of another scenario. In our Christian walk, you feel that yes, you're born again, you want to reflect Jesus, but there are all this pressure from within and without that is forcing you to work so hard to the extent that you feel like saying, like Paul, that I find myself doing the things that I don't want to do. It's a struggle. Yeah. And we can apply this struggle in so many scenarios of our daily life. In parenting, in marriage, in career, there is striving to be best, striving to attain, striving to get to the next level. That struggle, I don't want to say it's bad, but there's that struggle. I thank God because we have His grace. So as we talk about this month and the topic of this month, I want us to think about battle fronts. I don't know, when you hear the word battle and the fronts or the front line, what comes to mind? Battle fronts is a place or a context within which a struggle is fought in. You know, that's that struggle that you're struggling with, the context within which the struggle is happening, or the front line. In military terms, being on the front line indicates that you are in the position closest to the area of conflict. And as I said in the beginning, for many, life can feel like a constant frontline experience. The Bible contains many supporting words about facing trials. In fact, no verse in the Bible exempts us as believers from them. So, in life, we will face the trials, the struggles, the conflicts, those battles as believers. And as I said, when you hear the word battle, it creates imaginary image in our minds of a struggle for something or a fight against an opposing force. And ironically, we rarely hear the word battle and think automatically of the word victory. So, in my frontline experiences, I began to realize that my focus was much more on the fight than on resting on the promised victory. The Word of God promises us that even when we are at war and when we hear rumors of war, that we are already victorious. We are already able to declare victories by our faith in Christ. But let's talk of reality. It is not, however, in our human nature to think peace first and second, fear. We usually fear first and fight for peace later. But God has set us up to do the opposite. We should never fear, but instead always be at peace. And only when we have peace can we feel victorious. And the Bible says, our verses today as we begin the series, this is just an introduction in James 1 verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You see, count it all joy. And then there's another promise in the book of Deuteronomy 20 verse 4. It says, for the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemy, and he will give you victory. So as we start this new month, the month of October, and as we understand the battlefronts, because my aim in this daily insight episodes is that we will understand the battlefronts. We will understand our position. We will understand how God fights for us, so that we can stop hearing war and battle, and the first thing that comes to our mind is fear, and understand that we are already victorious. We are already conquerors. We are already at peace. When we understand that, then it doesn't matter whether we are going through it, we will be able to count it all joy. So I welcome you to walk with me in this new month, in the battlefront episodes. Share with a friend. Pray with me as we explore the battlefronts. Shalom. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insights.